I suppose a fantastic occasion. We were in here actually playing two games with a junior A quarter final first of all, and then the junior B final after that. But yeah, fantastic, delighted. This is our in recent years this is our third final, so there's a little bit of pressure on that, but thankfully we got three goals in the first half, and that really settled us down. We were able to set a platform from there. So fantastic day for the club in terms of what we're trying to do, and in terms of trying to get teams perform at a higher level. So delighted overall. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good day. Any day you win a county title.
It is a great day, and you know, as a few of the older lemons were saying in the dressing beforehand, you can go through life thinking finals come along and they don't come along. It's important, you know, that you do make the most of that occasion. You don't let the occasion consume you, and that the performance is there. But you know, I suppose when it works out to your side as it did today for us, you know, it's one that we'll savour for a while now.
Well, it's a junior B title. I suppose it's equal to any other. But what type of a team had you out? You may have more senior players in a junior B team.
Well, I suppose this is a culmination of what, you know, we're one squad. We don't have two separate teams. Albeit today we were limited in terms of our junior A side was under pressure because we couldn't play the junior B boys on the same day. But Lawrence McMullen has taken over this year, and he's put a huge emphasis on getting numbers out. And the response has been fantastic. It's all one squad. We came along here as one squad today. So it's really Lawrence and Paul Lynch has been there with him as well. Porrick Gallagher has been doing the stats as well, and supported heavily by the club. But aside from that, when you get teams out, something comes from within that team, and you know, we're beginning to see grains of that. You know, we've been there, have their reputation of being good underage teams and producing great players without producing adult results, and we've been in, you know, languishing in Division 4 for too long now. Thankfully we succeeded last weekend to get out of that. Hopefully next weekend we'll have a cut at lifting a trophy in that, and push on for Junior A, because we want to get into Division 3 and be playing a higher level and test ourselves against other clubs that underage, frankly, we can comfortably deal with. So it's about taking that next step. So it's really a club initiative, and today is our first piece of silverware, but hopefully not our last. We're pushing on from this.
And were there some young, promising players on that Junior B team today?
There were. We had many. You put me on the spot there, but I'd say we've got 600 runs right through from Sean Freeland Nets. We have obviously the Connor Patton in midfield, and the huge element of the forward line, the strike force was very, very potent there today. The older man in there was Ronnie, who scored a hat trick in the first half. But then Simon Midlin, who has got pace to burn, he recently left Finn Harp, so we definitely benefited from that. David Shovlin was there as well. But then with the younger lads, like, as you say, Anthony Shovlin, just out of minor. You know, it's great to have these fellas coming in. The experience of Thomas McHugh, you know, with Emma McNulty, Connor, Sean Brown, Peter Blake, probably had his performance of the year there today, you know. So when it comes together like that, you can bring the youth and the experience in there. That means an awful lot to us on a day like this, you know.
So upwards and onwards for St Mary's Convoy.
That's it, Miles. You know, we're as I said, today is a good day. You know, the underage is still striving on. We're pushing on there. We're very disappointed our minors didn't do it too better this year, but we know ourselves that we can't put all our stock into one basket and say, you know, one success is the be all and end all. It's not. This is. You know, we want to finish out this year with more trophies and push on to 2018. And it's fantastic to be part of. Very, 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 very exciting, but very, very enjoyable, very worthwhile. These guys are seeing things in themselves as a unit that they didn't see before, and it's just you know, a very exciting time for the club.
Well, we congratulate you, and thank you very much, Conor, for joining us.
If I could as well, just to recognise, like, you know, just finished speaking to the pedagogue guys there as well, and I know what they've been doing in their area and their community, and they're trying to build up their teams. They're doing really well in Division 5. I know, and their support there today was testament to what they're doing at Junior B and underage, along with Navy B. They're doing fantastic work.